We're about to learn what you're listening to. We've been asking what's on your stereo or iPod or Victrola or vibrating in your tooth fillings, even if it's not the music that the music industry is putting on radio or TV right now. In recent months, we've heard the selections of a postal worker, a college student, a construction worker, and others. Today, we meet Rob Bordedwy of Washington, D.C. He works in the aerospace business. Welcome.
A pleasure to be here.
And we said the aerospace business, but I gather that's not exactly your first career.
Somewhat an exaggeration, Steve, but yes, I used to be a disc jockey in Bristol, England in the 70s. We had a mobile discotheque, and we used to back up bands and play colleges, and we had a light show and so on. I wasn't very keen on disco music, ironically. I was trying to turn everybody on to the Eagles and Jackson Brown at the time, which was tough because you're going to dance to them, but it was a good time. Good time to be playing music.
So you've brought us some ABBA, I gather, today.
Yeah, right.
No. What's your first selection that you brought?
My first selection is it's a track of Turn, Turn, Turn by the Byrds, and it's a song called Set You Free This Time.
The first thing that I heard you say when you were standing there set in your way was that you were not blind.
It was written by Gene Clark. And McGuinn's 12-string, I don't know whether you know much about the Byrds, Steve, but
Roger McGuinn
was a very innovative player. And on this track, the 12-string has never sounded quite like it again. I wish he'd do that sound.
Now who's standing at the door, remembering the days before and asking, please be kind. It isn't how it was set up to be, but
oh, you can hear that 12-string in the background.
Beautiful.
This time.
When I was a kid, I was so fascinated by this record that I used to slow it down on my turntable to 16 to see what the pattern was.
There was 78, 45, 33 for
and
the records.
And 16, that's dating me big time. Yes, I used to slow the records down. A bunch of us used to do that to try and pick out how the record was put together.
Did you sit around with your friends listening to this when you were young?
There were a few Byrds obsessives that when I was at school, that when we were teenagers, we'd listen to it like that. But I was, you know, not really. I wanted to know how they were doing this music. How was it being put together, the interplay between the bass and the drums and the guitar? But it was the guitar particularly that just captivated me, that ringing tone and all the overtones that you get with a 12-string guitar. They're just a little bit more apparent when you slow it down.
So what else are you listening to?
I've got another record I've been pretty much obsessed with, which is by Chris Whitley. It's called Rocket House. There's a song off there called From a Photograph that is very impressive. And this guy's been around since 1991, and he had a debut album there called Living with the Law, which is an excellent record. This one, he uses a resonator guitar on this, a guitar dating from the 1930s, I think, in his case. And he overlays that with these washes of electric guitar. It's a beautiful sound. He's a very melodic songwriter and great singer. He's a very intense performer when you see him live. I mean, he's really looks like he's suffering.
Well, let's listen to Chris Whitley from the album Rocket House.
Baby got a gun, how's she to know? See the ghosts everywhere I go. She don't know that I don't mind.
That's the guitar from the 30s that just kicked in there?
Yeah, the acoustic.
Oh, that's been going all along.
In the back you have the electric, obviously. And it's phased as well. There you go.
Oh,
that slide the bottleneck is on the resonator guitar. It's a very moody kind of sound.
You seem to be a big fan of guitars.
I am. If I look at my record collection, it's nearly every single record's got guitar on it, which is typical. I mean, without the guitar, we had done our pop music, basically.
You're calling them records. Do you still play records, actual records?
A lot of people put their turntable in the attic. No way I'm going to do that. And I still play albums, but I must tell you, very rarely these days.
Well, let's listen to another one, digital, I'm afraid, but let's listen to your third selection.
The third selection's called Jinma Jinma, and it's by Orchestra Baobab, and these guys are from Senegal, and it's off an album called Specialists in All Styles, and they're named after a Dakar nightclub, and they formed in 1970, and they play a kind of Cuban style of music. There's a Cuban overlay to the African sound, and it's very mesmerizing, a very hypnotic kind of groove that they have on this record.
Jinma Jinma, Jinma Jinma, I could follow, I could follow, in my jimma, in my jimma, I could follow, I could follow,
you got it, ma.
What language are they singing in?
I think it's a Wolof language, it's an African language. And they sing in French too. There's a song called Envarasa, which was a big hit apparently in Senegal.
Do they translate the lyrics? Do you know what they're singing about?
They don't. I don't think it matters. It's interesting. I don't think it really matters that you don't know what they're singing about. It's just the groove, the sound that's important somehow.
Well, now you're British, but you did not bring us any British music.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I love the Rolling Stones, the Who, those old bands from, you know, way back when, but I've always been fascinated by American music, and in many ways, one of the reasons I'm here is because of that. I became fascinated with the music, then the country, from the Everly Brothers on, and wanted to live and work here, and I'm very fortunate to be able to do that.
You've been in the States for 15 years?
Yeah, the first time I came here, I left my job at 27 and hitchhiked across the U.S. in 1976, when you could do that, and that was a fantastic time.
And after 15 years in the United States, you're not tired of our music yet?
No, I still love American music all the time.
Well, Mr. Rob Bordedwee, thanks very much for coming by.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed it, Steve.
If you'd like to find out more about Rob's picks, you can visit our website at npr.org. And if you'd like to tell us what you're listening to, you can just email us at watc@npr.org. And please put the words "listening to" in the subject line.